Right.
I don't know enough about them when I look at the ratings.
Right.
They're so much lower.
And you're looking at this.
I'd like to call the meeting back to order. I'm going to be in contempt of court, but see what we can do. I'm going to need a letter from each one of you if we could, Your Honor. Okay, we had no second. Is there a further motion?
Yes, I'll make a motion.
What would that be, Mr. Roedecker?
I would like to motion that we use Stifel and Piper as senior managers in rotation, and that we use Alamo and Raymond James as co-managers, also in rotation.
And what about Piper Jaffrey?
They're the seniors.
But on the recommendation, they've got Piper Jaffrey also as co-manager. Here.
No, I wouldn't. I would have Piper Jaffrey, and I would have Stifel as the senior managers. And then Raymond and Alamo as the co-managers. That would be my recommendation. So that's my motion.
Okay. Do I hear a second? Okay, counsel and I did talk about that. There is no second. Motion, can't carry the motion.
If, through the chair, if I might add a piece of input, the motion by Mr. Roedecker, the only issue I have with that, it would punish Raymond James in only being in one finance role when they came in number three. It would also punish Piper, who would only get to participate in one financing, coming in as the second ranked. During the break, we just had a quick little huddle, and there could be a motion made to bring Alamo in as the selling member, which would bring them in at the time of when we're getting ready to sell and price, and give them an opportunity to show what they can do as a selling member, and show what they can do as far as bringing orders to the table.
May I inquire, counsel, if we were to re-agendize this item, how quickly could we get back together?
You would just need a 3-day, I believe, the Brown Act, a 72-hour posting.
Well, I'm not talking about 72 hours.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I would be, that sounds like an acceptable alternative, what staff just recommended. So I'd be willing to modify my motion to that. I'd love to get us this wrapped up today. I'm sure you would, too.
I'd like to stay out of jail. So, may we hear for the record your amendment?
I will amend my motion to staff's recommendation to bring in Alamo as a selling agent.
Okay.
Selling group member.
I'm being corrected that we want to get it right, the selling group member.
Is that what you meant to say, selling group?
That's exactly what I meant. I believe that accomplishes what I'd like to see, that a smaller company has an opportunity to get some county business, and we also get some different blood in.
I know it was 9/11. Do I have a second?
A point of clarification.
Okay.
Does that include Sherry's clarification regarding senior and or co? So is that
$4.73?
Yes,
yes,
it does.
Okay, very well.
And that allows Piper Jaffrey and Raymond James to be co.
To be senior or co.
Senior or co.
Yes, which is agreeable.
With that, Mr. Roedecker, is that your motion?
So motioned.
Do I have a second?
I have a second.
Oh, finally. All right. I hate to ask this question. Understand, I haven't been in jail ever, except to visit. Oh, no. Here we go.
I just have one question. So as a selling member, or whatever the term is, what do they take a portion of what actually happens?
Yeah,
I don't know enough about the process.
Yeah, they don't have any underwriting liability, but at the time that we open the order period, they have equal access to submit orders to get bonds, and they get paid like we all do. Again, as I mentioned, the real crux of the underwriting fee is in the sales commission. So if they sell, they bring to the table. They do have some retail people. I would imagine that they're bringing retail or money manager type orders. They'd have they would get their share.
So if they were the lowest, if you say we're oversubscribed, you would start with the lowest price to the taxpayers and you would build up, right?
Well, we would take all the orders. So like any in one maturity, you take all the orders and you kind of look at them. But if you have a maturity that has 2 million bonds in that maturity and you have $8 million of orders, then roughly we split it a fourth.
Okay. It's split. It's not based on pricing. It's really based on...
Yeah, everybody submits their orders at a proposed price.
So if they priced it high, okay. So if they...
four times, then you end up ratcheting down the... increasing the price, reducing the yield, and people drop. But they'd have, you know, on any maturity, if you had exactly... Yeah, 2 million of offers or 2 million of bonds and 2 million of orders. Everybody would get their pro rata share.
Okay.
We don't, you know, I think it's in everybody's interest to sell the bonds as widely distributed as possible. It's in all of our interest too.
Right.
And I think, you know, in that way they'd have, you know, equal access to the bonds as a selling group member.
Okay, I can probably support that. I mean, I'm for the co-managing. I think that provides competition on it. Mm-hmm. And I know you need to go at 2:45.
No, I need somebody to take a picture so I can show it to his honor. that I was up here. Would you mind making a picture? I'm dead serious. Just push that button and take one that way too.
This way?
Yes, because see, and you also need him because that's the troublemaker.
Yeah, I'm the cause.
Yeah. Okay. Just push that bottom.
Now you've done it. You know what? You can take a picture and I'll send it for you.
Would you please?
Absolutely.
Okay. In all that seriousness, I have the only job in the world where if you show up late, you can go to jail.
Oh, no.
Because as an officer of the court, yes. I'm ordered back at court at 2:45.
The little camera button.
I'll drop you off if you need to get dropped off.
Yeah, I could just walk in the treasurer and plead for me. I would appreciate Thank you.
So at the count of three, everybody say tequila.
Tequila.
Not the court, of course, I'm sure. We have credibility, but sometimes the photo helps. Yeah. All right, back on, where were we? We have, do we have any?
Motion and a second. We have, a motion and a second.
We have a motion and a second. Do we have any further discussion? Your chair is looking at you with any other comments, Mr. Rodecker? Hearing none. I call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It passes. Ms. Lester, before you leave, before we get to public comments, there aren't any, are there? One or two sentences on that undisclosed liability. Is the county working on that, or the continuing disclosure issue?
Yes, the county is working on the initiative known as MCDC. Municipal Continuing Disclosure Cooperative Initiative. There was a September 9th deadline for underwriters to determine if they were going to self-report on any issuers' misstatements in public offering documents. That deadline has passed. The SEC extended the deadline for issuers to determine if they were going to participate in the initiative. The deadline is extended to December 1st. The county is continuing to work on that with counsel and consultant to determine, take a look back and determine if the county has any misstatements and determine if they're material. And we expect to we're continuing to work on it, and we will make a determination prior to the December 1st deadline.
And you'll bring that back to us?
Yes. Once we have the results, we will bring that back and report to this committee.
May the minutes reflect that discussion. Do we have any further comments? Hearing none, I call.
Oh. I just have one very quick. Could we ask on a future agenda that we put on that tax exempt requirement that's related to the bonds that I'm required to, I'm
restricting my yield to invest on the $30 million. If we could ask for that on a future agenda, I think it would be good for the board to just have some knowledge since it relates to financings.
Sure,
thanks.
We can bring that as a status report item. If I might just add before we leave, just an housekeeping item, we'll send out an email, but next month's scheduled meeting date of October 9th, several staff will be at the bond buyer conference, and so we expect to have an item to bring to your committee. We're anticipating we'd like to request 1 week later, the 16th, but we'll send an email out right away to see if it works with the committee's calendar, and we can work with that. Thank you.
Now, motion to adjourn. Thank you.
Second, yes. Okay, get on out of here. Have them email you the picture.
I sent it.